AR-15 style rifles were used in many recent high-profile mass shootings. The gunman at the Vegas Harvest Music Festival shooting, the Sandy Hook school shooting, and Marjory Stoneman Douglas school shooting used AR-15 style rifles. That gun has taken much of the blame for lost lives and is now being targeted in gun bans across America. I'm Blaze Ganey. Colt, a gun manufacturer, has announced plans to stop making AR-15 rifles for consumers. But the company isn't the only manufacturer, and some are calling for a ban on the guns overall. In Florida, Ban Assault Weapons Now, a group run by Gail Swartz, the aunt of a student killed in the Marjory Stoneman Douglas shooting, is sponsoring a citizens' initiative to ban so-called assault weapons.
What we're trying to do is prevent the sale of military-grade assault weapons, such as the AR-15 and the AK-47, being sold in the state of Florida.
Longtime NRA lobbyist Marion Hammer says the proposed ban is too broad. She says it isn't clear which guns will be impacted.
There is no statutory or legal definition of the term assault weapon, whereas most definitions can be precise. This is an imprecise term. Assault weapon is an imaginary term that has no limit and no boundary.
Hammer says typically gun bans specifically mention the types of guns, while the proposal uses an all-encompassing term.
Proponents of banning semi-automatics have simply used a huge litany of semi-automatic firearms by name. The drafter of this amendment took the easy way out and just banned all semi-automatic rifles and shotguns.
But gun store and range owner Charlie Strickland doesn't think listing the gun by name would have helped either.
If you said the AK-47 style and the AR-15 style, I promise you next week there'd be another, that we'd go M14 style rifle would come back immediately. They're still out there, and they take a box-fed magazine. They're semi-automatic.
Strickland says banning guns is difficult because no matter how they're defined, some guns will be included that many people think should be left out.
Now, when they added shotguns, they really went the bridge too far.
According to the Financial Impact Estimating Conference, half the shotguns available for sale would be banned if the petition is approved by voters. But that's a loss Hialeah Democratic Representative Cindy Polo is willing to take.
There is not a one answer. It's not just one thing that we can do, but we have to do something.
State estimators say the state could lose close to $30 million in revenue if the ban moves forward. And Strickland says for him, the ban would mean a loss of about 15% of his business. To that, Polo says those numbers are nothing compared to a life.
Whether it's a young child, whether it's any one of us, I believe that our loved ones would think that that outweighs any sort of number that that a study would prove.
Polo thinks Americans have been living in fear for too long. She wants action to be taken now, and she's not alone. March for Our Lives is a youth-led movement for greater gun control. It began after the Marjory Stoneman Douglas school shooting. Alyssa Akbar has the FSU chapter and says the time for gun control reform is now.
If they continue to ignore the voices of their constituents, then they better be prepared to be voted out come next election year. It is my pleasure to say that as long as representatives like Attorney General Moody fight against gun violence prevention efforts, the activists standing around me will be here to call them out on their bullshit.
Attorney General Ashley Moody has filed a motion asking the Supreme Court of Florida to block the proposed gun amendment because the proposed language is a trick.